Welcome to today's deep dive, tailored specifically for you. Imagine trying to fundamentally rewire the geography of an entire country, reversing decades of intentional systemic segregation, right as your budget gets slashed by like 14 billion rand.
Yeah, it's a monumental logistical challenge. I mean, the stakes are just immense here.
Right. So our mission today is to explore this massive social puzzle. South Africa's Department of Human Settlements 2020-2025 strategic plan. We're going to uncover how a nation attempts to completely redesign its physical landscape to fulfill a constitutional right, even as the financial ground is literally shrinking beneath its feet.
It really is a precarious situation, because it's not just about the millions relying on these systems. It's about the economic stability of the whole country.
Okay, let's unpack this. The core shift in the department's mandate is moving away from just dropping isolated houses on cheap remote land. Mm. They're trying to engineer what they call sustainable settlement.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Because, I mean, government realized that just handing someone a physical house without roads or jobs or schools, it's like giving someone a bed and calling it a fully furnished house.
That's a great way to put it. And what's fascinating here is how this shift connects directly to Section 26 of the South African Constitution.
Right, the housing guarantee.
Right. It guarantees access to adequate housing, not just any housing, but adequate. And the overarching goal here is to reverse that apartheid-era spatial planning,
which intentionally exiled people away from urban centers.
Exactly. But we do have to highlight the historical win here. Since 1994, the state has delivered over 4.8 million housing opportunities.
Wow. 4.8 million.
Yeah. It's a staggering volume. But, volume alone doesn't fix the underlying geography.
Right. Which logically leads to the question for us today, why is a radical new strategic plan needed right now?
Well, the old methods just aren't cutting it anymore.
Because you read through the report, and they are facing an absolute perfect storm. I mean, rapid urbanization, a struggling economy with only, 1.5% GDP growth?
Hmm. Yeah, 1.5%. And climate change impacts, too.
And let's not forget the literal construction mafia they mentioned, extorting building sites. So I have to deliver a direct pushback here. If the government is facing this massive 14 billion rand budget reduction, how on earth are they promising to build more settlements? It sounds like fantasy math.
It would be, honestly, if they were still using the old playbook. But if we connect this to the bigger picture, it's all about a strategic pivot to extreme efficiency.
Okay, how so?
They've introduced these 94 priority development areas, or PDAs. And alongside that, the cabinet adopted a new one plan, one budget model across 44 districts.
So forcing everyone to work together.
Precisely. It's about ending duplicated efforts. Historically, the housing department might build an estate, but the water and transport guys were on totally different budgets. You'd end up with empty houses and no running water. This model pools those scarce resources together.
Got it. Here's where it gets really interesting, though. The specific five-year targets for 2025. They are aiming for 450,000 new houses and 300,000 service sites. But the thing that really jumped out to me is the massive push to register over 1.19 million title deeds.
Oh, yeah.
That is just a huge bureaucratic lift to give people true legal ownership.
It is a heavy lift, but you have to see that this isn't just about bricks and mortar. It's an economic transformation vehicle.
Unlocking dead capital.
Exactly. Handing a family the title deed transforms that structure into a bankable asset. They can suddenly leverage that property for, say, a small business loan.
That makes total sense.
And we see this push for social equity in their specific procurement rules, too. 30% of grant allocations are explicitly reserved for women-owned entities.
Oh, wow. That's significant.
Yeah, and another 10% is reserved for youth-owned entities.
So what does this all mean for you listening? Basically, it is a precarious balancing act between an incredibly ambitious constitutional promise and just severe, undeniable financial constraints.
It really is the ultimate stress test for government planning, and this raises an important question to leave you with. As global urbanization accelerates everywhere and government budgets inevitably shrink, will society eventually be forced to completely redefine what the fundamental right to adequate housing actually looks like?